my name is Jefferson Jackson Steele. For the aforementioned famous city paper that everybody was talking about. So I'm going to tell you about a time that, the only time that I actually acted like a fanboy backstage and got to go backstage and meet a band that I was shooting. So I got an assignment from the paper to go down to GWU and shoot a concert. It was two bands. Rage Against the Machine was the headliner and Jesus Lizard was the opener. And so I was like, oh, my God, I got to see Jesus Lizard. I get to photograph, and this is great. So I had I bought a 45 a few years back from Soundgarden, and it was their first single called Chrome. And I said, well, you know, for the hell of it, let me just stick it in my bag. I've never done that before, ever. Never thought about meeting a band. You know, I'd shot, you know, if you guys have seen my work, I've shot a shit ton of bands back in the 80s, 90s, or 90s and 2000s. So I usually, you know, I wasn't akin to doing that kind of thing. So I threw the single in my bag, and I said, you know, if I see somebody, maybe I'll try it again. So I got down front, and, you know, show your credentials, they let you in. And the people were moving around, moving stuff on the stage, and, you know, I saw somebody from Jesus Lizard had their shirt on, was moving things. And I said, hey, man, I got this single here. If the guys are back there, could you, you know, take it back and see if they'd sign it? Yeah, sure. You know, he takes it, and I figure I'll never see it again. Well, he came back like 10 minutes later, right before the first band started, and he's like, "Yeah, man, here. They thought it was great. You know, they hadn't seen that single in years." And I thought, "Oh, this is cool." So I got it back, and everybody signed it, and David Yao wrote something really inappropriate on the front of it, which was fantastic. So I was like, "Oh, this is great." And then the guy that was talking to me said, "Hey, you know, come backstage after you're done. You know, come on backstage." And I was like, okay. And I said, you know, but I got to work now. I got to shoot Rage Against the Machine. And so when I got done with Rage, I saw this guy was motioning me again over there. So I walked over to him, and I didn't recognize him. And it was the drummer for Jesus Lizard, Mac McNally. He's like, yeah, come on back, man. So go backstage, you know, first backstage scene, you know, so you go in, you're kind of nervous, sit down. And everybody's kind of, you know, talking. And, you know, there's a lot of people in there, you know, a whole bunch of people. And then Mac leans over and he goes, "Oh, it's, you know, David's parents are here tonight because they're from the area. They like live in Vienna, Virginia, or something like that." So I was like, "Oh, that's cool," you know. So we're sitting there, you know, they're rolling joints and everybody's starting to smoke and talk and everything. And then you know, David breaks the door open and he's like, "Hey, you know, everybody here, let's party. My parents are here," you know. So he's got a bottle of Jim Beam and he starts pouring drinks for everybody. He's handing drinks out. He looks, it's a toast, you know. So everybody had a toast to his parents. And then I started talking to Mac and he was like, "I'm leaving the band next week." And I was like, "It's like what?" And I said, "What's up with that?" And he's like, "He says, a long story. He's, you know, we're on tour for forever." And he said, "You know, I have to room with David like every other night." And I was like, "Yeah, well, you know, what's the problem there?" And he said, "Well, David's got this thing where, you know, he's got all this energy, you know, and he comes off stage and he, you know, he's drinking like a fish and, you know, he just wants something to happen. So, you know, every night I have to wrestle him for the bed in the hotel room." So he said, "I'm just sick of wrestling him for the bed, you know." And I was like, "Yeah, I could see, you know, because all the pressure of the being on the road, that, you know, that would be tough, you know." So it was like 3 days later, I was just looking at Rolling Stone at the very front of, you know, the random notes thing, and it was like, "Yeah, drummer Mac McNally is leaving Jesus Lizard." And I was like, "Holy shit, that was the reason." So it's just funny when you think about, you know, I'm going to go backstage and, you know, it's going to be so glamorous and, you know, I'm going to meet all these people and, you know, the thing they say, you know, never meet your heroes. But they were actually really cool and I had a good time with them and I came up with a kind of funny story about it. So anyway, thanks for listening.